Good morning, CHS. This is Avery Allen with your morning announcements.
Here at Corvallis High School, you'll find kids like Dylan B.A. Dylan struggled when he got here as a freshman. In middle school, he had no social life and was sick a lot, so making friends became a priority.
We would always hang out, then we'd start skipping class. It was like, I'm behind in my class, so why should I go? I don't feel like I could get caught up in time to be able to pass, so what's the point in going?
A study by the Chalkboard Project shows one quarter of Oregon students are chronically absent, and even more don't graduate from high school in 4 years.
It is stunning to us to see the correlation with missing 10 days or more and the impact into high school completion.
The Chalkboard Project's Dan Jameson. John Taponia, president of Echo Northwest, a consulting firm, sees a cultural connection between the high absenteeism rate and the low graduation rate. He says Oregon may not have what he calls a culture of completion.
We are in the West. It is sort of a live and let live environment.
If Oregon were a person, it would be a type B, not a type A. States like Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana have higher graduation rates. Yet Taponia thinks Oregon offers a better education than those states.
The achievement scores that we see, for example, on national tests in eighth grade, where Oregon really is just solidly average. If you had to pick the average of average states, and yet follow those same kids 4 years into the future, you see us fall way to the bottom. There's just a real disconnect there.
When he took over at Corvallis High School, which has a relatively high number of disadvantaged kids, Principal Matt Boring brought a personal perspective to bear.
I have a unique situation as a father. My daughter, Emily, is a sophomore at Yale University, and my son, Aaron, is in the life skills program here at Corvallis High School, a junior. You know, you have an Ivy Leaguer and a kid who can't read or write.
When he got here 5 years ago, Boring was appalled at the school's 70% graduation rate. He focused on the kids who were struggling, partly by changing the schedules of his teachers.
Putting the most passionate teachers in front of those kids, educating not just the easy kids, the kids who come to school ready.
Trying not to shortchange the more successful students, Boring makes sure his best teachers take on advanced placement classes as well as the neediest kids. He also personally nabs underachievers in the hall all the time.
Hey, Jordan.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your 24%
in American Lit.
How'd you get it so low?
I got kind of behind. There's some stuff going on, you know, outside.
Oregon's unique Latino situation also impacts our graduation rate. A high percentage of Oregon Latinos arrived here in the 90s, mostly farm workers with little education and little English. Their kids are now high school aged. Kids whose parents are poor and relatively uneducated are more likely to have problems in school. As with other districts, Corvallis has pressed hard to expand its English language learners program.
Okay. Entonces, ¿qué es lo que tiene Lucho de la novela?
Partly due to ELL and acculturation,
sí, gracias, Julissa.
The Latino graduation rate has improved significantly, and that's expected to continue. But that will hardly solve all of our problems. Dan Jameson of Chalkboard says the low graduation rate cuts across all demographics.
We have the poorest high school completion for white students probably in the nation.
But Dylan B.A. and his friends probably will graduate. One of those teachers, who now see a range of students, showed confidence and lit a fire under them.
We stayed every day after school tutoring, and I was like, dang, I can do this. I know I can graduate.
Corvallis High has gone from that 70% graduation rate to better than 85%. In Corvallis, I'm Jacob Lewin for KLCC News.